Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in. This is Coffee Break. I am Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. I do appreciate it. We've got a jam-packed show, and it was sort of like playing Boggle this morning. We just shook everything up and moved some things around. But we've got a really good show. I'm very excited about it. Want to mention to you, I got a final number from the Boy Scouts that were out collecting cans of coffee for the veterans out at Walmart last week. They were hoping to get 1,000 cans of coffee. They finished with 1,342 cans of coffee. So fantastic effort by those scouts from out in East Helena. And congratulations to Helena for stepping up and helping them out with that. That's very cool. One other note, Kenny G. He's coming to town. This is going to be on December 7th. It's going to be at the Civic Center, the Miracles Holiday and Hits Tour. We've got tickets. If you want a chance at those, stick around. I'm going to let you know a little bit later on in the show how you can enter to win a pair of those this morning. So you might be going to see Kenny G just because you're listening to Coffee Break, and that's not a bad deal. So kicking us off, as exciting as Kenny G, certainly more excited than Kenny G, is Dr. Kelly Klein. He's as excited as ever, and he's here because there's another math debate coming up at Carroll College, and apparently he's run off his normal competition.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So we're going to have a debate. It's going to be myself and my colleague here, Ted Wendt, and we're going to be debating over what is the greatest algorithm of all time. It's going to be on Thursday, 7 p.m. down at Carroll College. And it's going to be an amazing, fun event.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. Dr. Wendt, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got wrangled into this thing?
Oh, sure. I'm a professor of math and computer science at Carroll College. I've been there, I think this is my seventh year now. Kelly talked to me, approached me about having a debate. Dr. Sullivan, who is his normal opponent, was unsure if he could secure the date.
He wimped out.
That's your story.
Yeah. So yeah, I decided to step in and try my hand at this.
Yeah, it's have you been before? Sat out in the crowd. Buzzer.
I've attended. I've moderated these things. These guys always put on a great show, so I'm going to do my best.
I want to make sure that he's not just getting you into this thing, and you don't know what you're in for here.
Oh no, I'm fully aware of his tactics, and I think I've got the antidote. I think I can take
him. I mean, I don't know if people realize. I mean, he comes off as a very nice guy, but he wants to win this thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So I want to make sure that we've got an evil era. Evil. See, that came out. Level, and it came out. See, I know what's in my head. So what is the most important algorithm of all time? Kelly, help the non-mathers of us out there to start and go super basic 101. What is an algorithm? What are we talking about here?
Good. An algorithm is a step-by-step process. It's a mathematical way that I can say, do this, do that, do that, and then you'll have your answer at the end. And so it's the sort of thing we can give to a computer. That's what a computer program is all about. If I want to tell a computer to do something, I need to boil it down into an absolutely cut-and-dried, clear algorithm so I can be so specific that even something as dumb as a computer can follow the steps through the process and get to an answer. And so algorithms, they've been part of mathematics since the beginning. Process is a method, like how I can do something, how I add numbers or multiply numbers. We can boil those down into algorithms. And coming up with these mathematical algorithms, that's the heart and soul of taking an amazing mathematical process and turning it over to the computers. And when we can do that, they can do things so much faster and so much more and so much more accurately than we can ourselves. And so a mathematical algorithm is this bridge between mathematics on the one side and computers on the other side. You bring those together, and that's where the great power of the modern world comes from. And that's what algorithms are all about.
Yeah. So algorithms at their base level, that's how we get our kids to clean their room. We have to break it down to the base components and say A plus B equals C here. So I get it. I get algorithms. And so there's a lot of them. I mean, basically algorithms rule the world at this point, right? I mean, we couldn't get through the day.
Absolutely. I think, you know, like Kelly was saying, historically, there are so many fantastic algorithms people might be aware of. There's the Euclidean algorithm, the sieve of Eratosthenes for finding prime numbers. More recently, you've got things like RSA encryption that deals with transmitting information over the internet. You've got things like Google's PageRank. There's so many different algorithms for us to choose from. It was really hard to narrow down which ones we were going to choose.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Euclid's algorithm. I did some research. Kelly knows I like to dig into this stuff. That something that was put together in 300 BC and we still use today. That's pretty incredible. So that's certainly up there in that top 10 list, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to argue because I've done some research. Yep. I'm going to go Boolean algebra. Ooh. As the winner. I mean, that's, as I understand, I mean, it's created in the mid-1800s, essentially the foundation for binary code for computers. Some guy in 1847, George Boole, came up with something that we're using on computers today. Without that, the computers, they can't run the other algorithms. So that's my short and sweet argument. What do you guys got?
Well, I'm going to defend Euler's method. So Euler is living 100 years before your George Boole. He's back in the 1700s. He is the mathematical heavyweight of that century. He does everything. And Euler's method comes down to a method of, if I can create, if I have an equation that tells me the rate of change of something, Euler's method allows me to extrapolate it into the future and predict what's going to happen. So if I want to create a computer simulation of stars orbiting around each other, if I want to create a computer simulation of air flowing around a design of an airplane wing, if I want to create a computer simulation of atoms bouncing off of each other, and all these sorts of things are talking about the motion of objects where I can describe their forces, and we don't have mathematical functions to describe it, but take Euler's method, put it into a computer, throw in the laws of physics, and I can create a computer simulation of the motion of any physical system of the universe, from the smallest atom to the biggest galaxy. Euler's method is the foundational idea that allows me to do that. That's what I'm defending.
All thanks to George Boole, we can do that stuff. go ahead, Joe. What do you got?
Right. No, I think you make a great point with George Boole and the Boolean algebra. And, you know, Kelly's got a good point with this whole Euler's method thing. To me, an important algorithm is one that's versatile, that's simple, and that can be applied in a variety of different fields. While Euler's method is very powerful, it's pretty limited to the field of physics and physical motion. The algorithm I'm going to be defending is the simplex algorithm. So the simplex algorithm comes out of a field called linear programming, which really got its big start in the World War II era. So in the era, say, late 1930s, early 1940s, a lot of people were interested in moving things around, and they have limited supplies, they have limited troops, they have limited money, but they need to get things to certain places in order for the war effort. So George Danzig is the mathematical advisor to the U.S. Air Force during the war, and he realizes that a lot of these logistical problems can be posed as what are called linear programs, a relatively simple type of a mathematical thing. And he assumes that the economists have already figured this out, that there's already a bunch of solutions of, yeah, we know how to solve those. And talks to a couple of really, really famous economists, and they say, no, we have no idea. So he goes and says, all right, well, I'm going to take some time and solve this, and puts together this method, this simplex algorithm, that allows you to solve these ginormous problems of logistical importance that, you know, for his applications, helped the war effort. If you take that and extend it, you can say virtually any type of a process where you have limited resources and are looking for some sort of an optimal solution, you can turn this into a linear program. So if you're talking about how do I guarantee that the airline has planes at the right airports and crew to pilot those airplanes. Well, that's a linear program. If I'm in farming and I want to decide what crops do I plant based on my water availability, my fertilizer, my pesticides, my resources, that's a linear program. So you have linear programs in the simplex algorithm appearing all across business, government, public and private type of applications. I think that this simplex algorithm that can solve them and optimize them is really pretty important by that.
Yeah. Kelly, you got your work cut out for you. I'm running the computers, and Dr. Wendt is feeding us and getting us in our airplanes on time. So good luck.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So if anybody wants to come and see this, they better get that early, because there are going to be very few seats open for this event.
Yeah, it's going to be, remind us once again, when and where.
It's on Thursday, 7 p.m., Simperman Hall, room 101-202, where we usually hold these things. It's going to be a blast, I tell you.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. They make math fun, which is quite a feat. Go on out there and check them out. Guys, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stick around. More Coffee Break coming up. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around with us. We've got our second of three segments coming right now. But first, I want to let you know, Kenny G coming to town once again December 7th. It's going to be at the Civic Center. It's going to be a fantastic show. Tickets for this very hard to track down. But we've got a pair for you here this morning. Send me a text. 855-406-4064. That's 855-406-4064. Text the word Kenny. Because if I ask you to text the word sax, we're going to get in trouble. Kenny, 855-406-4064. We'll put your name in the hopper, and you just might win a set of tickets to go see Kenny G here in a couple weeks. We've got a trio in the studio now. We're talking Salvation Army. We're talking kettles. Guys, you want to kind of run down the line and introduce yourself to the folks?
Yeah, hi, I'm Major Phil Smith. I'm the Salvation Army officer in charge here in Helena, and the administrator there, and the pastor, and also running the kettle program here in Helena.
Oh, fantastic. I think you're in the middle, so you're next.
I'm Wayno the Wainiac, and I'm on the advisory board, so I'm here to add my two cents about what great things the Salvation Army does in the community.
And I'm Joe Wotan. I'm the athletic director over at the Salvation Army. I also coordinate our Fill the Truck Day at Walmart and our Angel Trees.
I'm not to mention a little thing like co-ed, right?
Oh, yeah, and co-ed chairman.
Yeah, you do a few things.
Yeah. There's a couple ads. Yeah. As do we all.
And we are getting texts come in like crazy. People want to go see Kenny G. Keep texting me here, guys, and we'll put your name in that hopper. Kettles are going out this week, right? Or did they go out yesterday, or when do they?
Good. You knew that. That's good. That's a good sign. Yes, they started yesterday, but we're in just a handful of locations right now. But be looking for that red kettle. Listen for the bell. We appreciate your generosity and your willingness to give and support Salvation Army as we serve our community through the holidays and, of course, all year round. That's what you're supporting when you drop your dollars in the kettle.
Yeah. So explain, when do you guys want to kind of explain the kettles for folks? I mean, I think we see them. But they're sort of ubiquitous with Christmas season, right? We know they're going to be there. But people maybe just don't necessarily know what they're for and where that money even goes.
Yeah, well, the money stays locally for sure. Be assured of that. Your monies stay in Helena. It's used to help us through our holiday efforts to serve the community with food and with toys and with direct services in our office. But it also is part of what we do all year long. This is just one of the fundraising mechanisms. It's the most highly visible one that the public recognizes and sees and certainly associates it with our holiday programs. But kettles support what we do, not just seasonally, but all year long. And so we're really dependent upon that income, and we're grateful for it.
Yeah. Wayne, how big a deal is it, to have Salvation Army in our community? I mean, this is a very important thing.
Well, I think it's phenomenal. I don't know that everyone understands kind of the name Salvation Army, but they don't understand the hundreds of things they do in the community to help people who are less fortunate. But I would urge anybody who's never rang a bell in front of a store with a kettle, that it's about the most rewarding thing you can do. You can meet people. Everybody is always happy to see you. And it really is a ubiquitous thing that occurs around Christmas. And, you know, we're looking for bell ringers. And so if you'd like to volunteer, you can call 442-8244. You can do an hour stint, a couple of hour stint. We'll put you in a location. And I can assure you it will be a gratifying experience.
Yeah, how does that work, Joe? I mean, who can be a bell ringer?
Well, almost anybody can be a bell ringer, really. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers. I know the Realtors Association comes out and rings.
Yeah, service clubs.
Service clubs come out and ring. I believe we're going to have the fire department, sheriff's department, and HPD doing a ring off this year. So almost anybody can be a bell ringer. It's a wonderful experience if you've never done it to get out there. And like Wayne said, you get to meet so many wonderful people in the Helena community.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause, and anyone can do this. What's required? I mean, How do you do this? Obviously, you call and you get signed up, but I mean, are there any requirements to?
Yeah, it's really not. It's not brain surgery. Just a willingness to participate is the main requirement, and the ability to stand for a couple hours in one spot, and you know. But it goes by so quick because you're greeting people, and people love the kettle, you know, and they really love even more the bell ringer, especially when they know it's a community member and someone they maybe even recognize from, you know, one of their circles of association. So it may be from their church or maybe from one of the clubs they belong to, or, you know, maybe it's a scout troop. But we have cheerleaders that are going to stand. We have a couple of sport teams that are going to stand. We have public officials that are going to stand. Matter of fact, we have an event that is going to be pitched as our kickoff, if you will, just coming up on the 27th. It's going to be at Safeway, and we have Governor Bullock that is going to stand the kettle. He'll be there starting at 9 a.m. at Safeway, and so that's going to be an amazing time for us as well. And that's just another example of the level of participation everywhere from city government all the way down to families and kids.
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing. We've got just a couple more minutes, but we're going to have Phil back in later on this week too and dig a little bit more into the kettles and the bell ringers. We're going to get some of you guys out there. We're going to keep pestering you until you go out there and help. Wayne, what do you got before we leave? I know you've got more.
It's the most gratifying thing you can do. You got to get out of your comfort zone and do it. You probably all imagined that you'd like to be a bell ringer, so here's your opportunity to be able to do it. We are filling the truck also with gifts on December the 7th. So we'll be at Walmart's parking lot, 4 p.m., collecting donations, and we'd love to see you out there also. There'll be bell ringers and a truck out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can stop off December 7th before you go to Kenny G.
That's right.
Drop off your stuff. See, that's what we call a tie-in.
You don't even have to text us if you want a kettle.
Fantastic. Guys, I appreciate you coming in. Sure. Thanks so much.
Thanks
and like I said, we're gonna talk, and I don't know if he's going to bring the whole gang back in or not. It depends on how good the cattle prod is, Phil, but we'll be talking with you later this week again.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Thanks. And just one last plug for the kettles. You can give with your phone, so when you get to the kettle stand, look for the icon on the sign. You can just bump your phone. You can take a picture of that icon, and you can give very easily that way if you don't carry cash. So
Salvation Army going cashless. Fantastic. Guys, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
Stick around. Just a little bit more coffee break coming up right after this.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. Thank you for sticking around. I'm going to throw that number out there one more time just in case you missed it. 855-406-4064. Text me the word Kenny, and I'm going to put your name in the hopper. You just might win tickets to the Kenny G concert coming up on December 7th. Thanks for sticking around on a busy Coffee Break morning, and we're finishing it off with Hannah Stiff. She's with the Better Business Bureau, and she's helping to protect my money, your money, and keep us safe from all those scammers out there. Hannah, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you today, Troy?
I'm doing really good. We're talking holiday today. We had the Salvation Army in talking kettles, so that transitions really well into, unfortunately, it is the season as well for holiday employment scams, huh?
It is. You know, just like we wouldn't like anybody to rob those kettles, we don't want anybody robbing our hardworking employees here in Montana of their money. Unfortunately, though, Troy, we have been seeing a big uptick, especially in a tight labor market like Montana, of these employment scams. And kind of the crux is that it's a too-good-to-be-true offer, but the employee doesn't necessarily know that. So maybe it's a job and customer service or wrapping presents or something that might ordinarily cost, for example, I don't know, they might pay you $15 an hour. Well, you're getting an advertisement for a $30 an hour job, and you think, well, you know, I'm worth it. I'm a good employee. It's a tight labor market. So you go ahead, you sign on the dotted line, you start those employment papers, and really, it's not a real job, and you've just given over maybe your Social Security number, perhaps your bank account, to probably who's a fraudulent con artist.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I guess that's, you know, desperation sets us up for scams when we're looking for extra cash to buy gifts. that sort of thing. Are there red flags we should watch out for? I mean, how do we kind of know sometimes that it's a too good to be true scenario? Because sometimes people are going to pay more during the holiday to get good workers in, that sort of thing. How are we supposed to know?
Absolutely. That desperation is often a recipe for disaster here. So watch out for those on-the-spot job offers. So even if you are an excellent candidate, you still need to go through an interview. Whether it's an interview, you know, over a Zoom or a Skype or a telephone interview, there should be some sort of an interview, even if it's not in person, before you get the job. It would be highly unusual for any employer to hire you on the spot. So that's our first really big red flag. But the other thing we want folks to be aware of, Troy, is that even businesses you know, you feel like you can trust, you love shopping there for the holidays, you would love a job there for the holidays, they can be impersonated. Even the Better Business Bureau has been impersonated, which is really sad. But a lot of these businesses, you know, con artists know maybe you want to work at a Target, maybe you want to work at an Amazon, and so they will create a replicated fake website. So it looks like you're going to Amazon to go through a job portal and get a job. So we always say to folks, the best way that you can apply for a job is to go directly to the website. So if you know where you want to work and it's a big enough company that they've got a website, go directly there. And then if it's someplace in person or it's a local job that you're seeing advertised online, see if you can't go in person. You know, walk into that brick and mortar. Meet the person who could be your, you know, your future boss. We know our business owners around Montana are fabulous. Go meet them.
Yeah, well, and you sent me some information that 125 employment scams have already been reported to you guys this year, and that's only going to pick up during the holiday season, right?
Exactly. So we are getting high reports of employment scams. They're coming in the forms of unsolicited emails. So always remember, if you didn't apply for a job, if you're not looking for a new job, and you get that email, that's a huge red flag. Or if you're getting an unsolicited telephone call, basically if you're not making the first move and being proactive, those job offers should raise your suspicions higher. Because with those 125 scams we've already had reported to us, there's a loss of over $500,000 already. And that's just what's been reported to us at the Better Business Bureau. So we really want folks to be careful to take a little extra time. And then the thing we're also afraid of these days, right? We're so connected to our cell phones, we don't actually want to pick them up and use them as a telephone.
Right. Wait, so I have to talk to somebody? You're telling me, Hannah, yeah. I have to actually talk to a human being?
You do. If you want a job, you've got to talk to a human.
Hannah Stiff with the Better Business Bureau, our guest this morning. We got a couple more minutes with her before she's got to head out for a meeting and before we have to head out, because they only give us a half an hour every day. Holiday toy scams, that's going on also, because there's always that that one toy, right?
There's always that one toy, and I can attest as a mom to this. Last year, the hottest toy were these LOL surprise dolls. And of course, that is the toy that my daughter wants more than anything. And so I told some friends, they said, well, what could we get her? I said, well, maybe just one of these little dolls. And they said, we can't find them anywhere. They're not on the shelves. We can't find them on Amazon. They are sold out everywhere. And so parents are doing the same thing during the holidays, trying to get their kid the toy that they want. But when they're sold out everywhere, parents go to any old website that pops up out of desperation, wanting to get the right toy. And that's how you end up on a shady website that's been put up with the explicit purpose to scam you. Knowing what the hottest toy is of the season, knowing the supply and demand, knowing they're not to be found anywhere locally, these fake websites or these websites geared towards stealing your financial information show up around the holidays.
So this comes down to, once again, just sort of being aware. Even though you're desperate to get this thing, you've got to make sure that you know where you're getting it from.
Absolutely. You know, and I always say personally, and we definitely endorse this with the Better Business Bureau, if you can shop locally, do it, because then you can see, feel, and touch the product that you're buying. And so you know your kid is not going to be disappointed when you've lost your money and there is no Christmas right. toy. So walk into your local store if you can. You know, that's always number one. And then number two, you know, if you can't do that, really do try to stick with a retailer that you know well. Or if you're doing business with a new company, there are great new reputable companies online every single day. Make sure you run them through BBB.org. We keep the records for you so you don't have to vet every single company. We are a nonprofit that does that for the community. Start on our website, bbb.org, especially if it's a new business you have never done business with.
Yeah. Well, and Hannah, maybe you can just help us out here in our final minute. What's that hot toy this year? You tell us now, we can just go get it and we won't have to worry about it.
You know, I've heard, so I've been looking this up. Apparently there's some Lego sets that are really hot. And then anything that has to do with the new Frozen movie, I'm being told, is quite a hot toy. And then these LOL surprise dolls are still right at the top of the list.
All right. So just go out and get your shopping done early, and you don't have to worry about it. Hannah, thanks for taking some time today. If you want to find out more information, tips, more information is available at bbb.org/holiday-tips. Is that right?
That's it. You nailed it, Troy. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hannah Stiff with the Better Business Bureau. Thanks for finishing out the show for us today. That's all the time we have, but we'll see you back here again tomorrow. We might just have some more Kenny G tickets. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.